two. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up. That's right. A time to born, a time to be born, and a time to die. So newsflash, everybody. And it's not even a newsflash, because you guys, this is one of the first bitter truths you've learned. And, you know, as a little, when we were a little child, somebody told you, yeah, this thing doesn't last forever. You know? Okay, so it's not that big of a newsflash, but about the bush. Remember when Moses was being talked to by God through the burning bush, and the burning bush was not being consumed? So Moses saw this bush burning, and he said, oh, that bush is burning, I'm going to go. And he walks to it, and the bush isn't being consumed, and God talks to him through the burning bush. So we're getting better. The passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, spoke to Moses, saying, listen, saying, I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. That's very important right there, beloved. These are three patriarchs. These are three people that love God, that trust in God, that were God's children. Okay? But see, let me read that again. I am the God. I was the God. When they were around, I had a thing with them, but they're not around anymore. No, you see, Christians, man, it's all right. It's okay. If we love Jesus, we're in the family, it's okay. There might be a little pinch there, but again, we might go through a little pain there for a little while. But listen, when we close our eyes, man, we immediately come into the presence of the Most High God and the Almighty. We serve the God of the living. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those dudes are around, man. They're still alive, man. They're up in heaven right now having a real good time. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Even though they lived a long time ago and passed away, guess what? They're alive right now because they have that relationship with the Lord. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
I am the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac, not I was. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That's good news, man. That's wonderful, man. That's something we can write a check on. That's something we can put our faith in. Knowing we have that blessed assurance, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby Jr. Verse 27. Talking about God. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. Our God is the God of the living. I like what he throws in here for these Sadducees who thought they were going to strip them up. You know, they're trying to back Pharisees, weren't they anywhere? And here comes the Sadducees, and Jesus Christ just lays it all out right there. Nope, you got it all wrong, man. Nope. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am, not past tense, man. They are alive. Okay, they're in the presence of the Most High God. Now, like I said, this, he is not God of the dead. Yeah, it's okay to drink. It's okay to mourn. For a season, you know. thing in Mark 14.